Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with the one.
8:40 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 73 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, on FM 100.1, AM 1340, both of those on the radio dial. And of course, if you're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102. Good morning to you there. And on all of your major social media channels, simply search for CN2 and WRHI. We're checking in with historic Rock Hill. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what is going on at historic Rock Hill in the month of June, July, and August? The summer is here.
No breaks, right?
So aside from really high air conditioning bills at the White House, we actually have, so this weekend we have a walking tour coming up. So there's still time to register for it. It's on Sunday from 3 to 4:30. It might be a little bit warm, but I think we're going to try to stay in the shade. It's just about a half a mile walk, so it's not strenuous. It's Main Street, basically, so of downtown. So if you're interested in learning more about some of the buildings there, check that out. So we've got some of the heavy hitters for our history buffs out there. We've got Pat Grant, Paul Geddes, Chip Hutchison, and Gary Williams. They are going to lead this tour. So we have a few spots available. So go on and sign up for that.
It's like your all-star team.
That's I know. Our house. I would sign up right now.
Go for it.
I know. There's so much, and we always say it doesn't matter if you're born and raised in this community, you don't know what you don't know. And even when you come on off air with us and just share the rich history of stuff, it's always enlightening. So I can imagine this walking tour, you'll learn so much.
It really is. And these are buildings that we pass by every day and we don't pay much attention to them. And so to know the history behind the people who lived and worked there and built them and, ran businesses there, it is really fascinating.
One of those was the Andrew Jackson Hotel. Mm-hmm. I had no idea until Alan Miller came in one morning describing it to us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Alan, I don't know what you're talking about. And when I saw it, I said, really?
Yeah.
He said, there's a plaque in front of it. I said, I pass by it all the time, focus on something else, and never took the moment to look at it. So this is forcing us to slow down and read what's in front of us and look at the buildings. That's fantastic.
It's true. And good things are happening at the Andrew Jackson, I hear.
Yes.
So
down the pipeline.
Oh, okay.
Just
yes.
Some development
little
stuff. It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
So that's this Sunday.
That is this Sunday. And so, like I said, just go to historicrockhill.com and to our event page, and you're welcome to sign up for that. And then another cool thing that we have coming up is we have a Historic Rock Hill Summer Speaker Series. So this is our first attempt at this, just a little something to keep people engaged during the summer. So next week we have Pat Grant presenting on the long and fascinating road to becoming York County, South Carolina. And so it is a really interesting story, and just about how we were in South Carolina, then we were in North Carolina, and then we're obviously in South Carolina. So it's a really interesting historical progression. So check that out. And so we have a few other dates, so go online to historicrockhill.com and check that out. It should be just a really nice evening just to, get together with community and learn something new.
I'm on the Historic Rock Hill Facebook page right now.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I just liked it. Fantastic pictures. You do a lot of throwback. And the first one that just popped up, I think, ironically, 18 hours ago, you posted about go visit the rich history of Counter. And as you'll hear in the news today, we lost a civil rights activist, John Gaines, one of the Friendship Nine. But again, it's a chance to go back, learn from the history. We want to not always relive it, but learn from it. And there's so much that has built the foundation of where we can walk today in good old Rock Hill.
For sure. No, absolutely. Well said.
Mm. Speaking with Jennifer Sandler, she's the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. And I know we're focusing on the summer right now, but you are preparing for a big event this fall.
We are. And I just, you know, I was thinking too about our fall and, you know, we've got a lot of really cool things coming up. We are actually doing a home tour, a historic home tour event in September. So stay tuned for more information on that. But we'll have some beloved homes in the area open so that people can come and check those out and learn a little bit about the history of each of those homes. So we haven't finalized every last detail yet, but that is coming. That should be the end of September.
Okay.
And then after that, of course, we have our oyster roast. So you guys know about that. It's hard to believe that we're kind of gearing up for that already. So, I mean, it just really is the premier fall event of the year. So,
gets you excited when you hear about oyster roast. It just gets you, 'tis the season for it.
I know. I feel like I'm ready for fall already.
And all you have to do is go to some of the stores around here. They already have fall and Christmas decorations. They're up, but they're towards the back of the store. And I even joked with one of the employees. And I said, I bet you on July 5th, all the stuff in the back moves to the front. They said, you nailed it. That's exactly it. So they got it out. They're ready. They're just waiting for after July 4th to move it all to the front of the store.
It is wrong.
Wrong. I mean, I like Christmas in July, but I don't like it like that.
Whereas oyster roast can be any time, but you guys put on such a great event in the fall. Date, location, are any of those planned? Mm-hmm. Or okay.
So the oyster roast is Thursday, October 17th at the White Home. And it really is our premier fundraising event. We're always seeking out silent auction items and sponsors for that event. Last year we had close to 400 people. So it's a huge event. Another fun thing that we are working on that is new is we are hoping to have a pottery festival at the White Home. So that will be in November, a Sunday in November, early November. I think it's the 4th. But we are hoping to invite all local potters in this region to come to the White Home and sell and hopefully to learn a little bit more about the history of pottery in this region. But it should just be a really fun event. I know. I love pottery, so it should be really cool.
Well, applaud you all for opening up this venue or an opportunity for folks to do that and to have a discussion with some of these artists. Pretty impressive, and know their history as well. All right, that's just a rundown, a sampling of what's going on at Historic Rock Hill. Check them out in person, check them out online, and get signed up to become a member. It's less than going out to eat for a family of four. It's cheaper than going out to eat or buying groceries. How about that?